you can find other hot, erotic, hypnotic feminization products just like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Heavenly titties. Your nipples feel so hard, don't they, baby? So hard they hurt. Go ahead and touch them. Just for a moment. It feels good, doesn't it? It feels so much better. Now answer the phone. Hello, Heaven. This is just a reminder call. You've got an appointment today at the clinic for breast augmentation. See you soon. Bye. Heaven, what a pretty name. But you're a very pretty girl, aren't you, Heaven? You just love to dress up in your sexiest high heels and tiny little mini skirts, showing off your long, smooth legs. You love the feel of lipstick gliding over your lips, giving you that pouty, need-to-be-kissed look. You carefully apply the mascara and the eyeshadow and brush your hair out just so to bring out your eyes. But Heaven, baby, you know the package just isn't complete without a big pair of round, firm breasts pushing out the front of your satin blouse or your sweater. You want those, don't you, Heaven? Look in the mirror, Heaven. Turn sideways and cup your hands under your breasts. Yes, lift them up a little. They keep getting bigger. Yes, they do, little by little. But you want them to grow faster. You want to help them along. That's right. Squeeze your breasts, honey, and roll your fingers over your nipples. Around and around and around. It makes you a little dizzy, doesn't it? It makes you feel so relaxed when you touch your nipples. Take a deep breath and admire yourself in the mirror. It just pushes out your titties more, doesn't it? Oh, but exhale. You can't hold your breath forever, you silly girl. Just one more. Take a big, deep breath. Hold it. Give yourself a little smile in the mirror and let it go. Oh, it makes your breasts look so good, girl. Soon they're going to look that good all of the time. It's just a short drive down to the clinic. You grab your purse, check your hair one last time, and go. Oh, but is this the same place? It looks different. They've painted it all gentle pink and sky blue, and there's a sign under new management. Now it's called Dominica's Paradise Clinic for Cosmetic Enhancement. Now there's a mouthful. You park your car and walk, hearing the sound click of your own heels. Click as you approach the big glass double doors at the front. You grab the shiny brass door handle, wrapping your fingers with the shiny manicured nails around it. The handle feels cool against your palm. You can look through the glass and see several women in the waiting room. See? It all looks so familiar. Just like a beauty parlor. Just like a doctor's office. You can relax. Just pull the handle, open the door, and walk through. That's right. Just walk past the other women. They're all sitting in chairs, flipping through magazines or talking quietly on their cell phones. But you can feel their eyes on you as you stride toward the reception desk at the back, sizing you up. Literally, they're all comparing the size of their breasts to yours. But we're all here for the same reason, aren't we, girls? Touch your nipples, girl. Just for a moment. You see all the other women do it too. Their hands reach up, caressing a little circle around their nipples. Then they go back to what they were doing. You can see one woman answering her cell phone. The colors of the waiting room are so relaxing. Not the same as they were before, no. Gentle shades of yellow, green, purple, and blue. Now they're just pale pink, like a rose, and sky blue. The lighting of the room changes slowly, and you think maybe you hear music, but you're not really sure. Gentle, soothing sounds, like distant ocean waves rolling at the beach. The receptionist is wearing a white nurse's uniform with a very low V-neck at the front. The badge says her name is Tina, and you can see that her breasts are huge, firm, and smooth. There is a little clear crystal dangling in the valley between her breasts, hanging from a single chain around her neck. It catches the light from overhead and casts little triangles of light onto her round breasts. You know you want breasts just like hers. Maybe even bigger. Yes, maybe even bigger. Reach up and touch your nipples. Just a little bit. Circle around. While Tina answers the phone, write your name on the patient list. That's right. Watch the pretty crystal jiggle between her breasts. She hands you a clipboard with a form to fill out. Go sit down. Walk past the pretty pink and blue lights drifting over the walls. And go sit in a nice soft chair. It feels so good to sit down and relax. Sinking into the big leather chair. Set the clipboard down on your lap and just drift for a moment. Listen to the soothing rush of the ocean. The ring of a phone. Touch your nipples and relax deeper and deeper into my chair. You feel so heavy. Your arms and legs just sink into the big, soft, warm leather chair. As your eyes blink and blink, wanting to close. Your eyes want to close. It's too hard to concentrate on the form. You just let your gaze wander around the room, looking at the pretty travel posters for an island paradise. Pictures of Caribbean skies with puffy pink clouds at sunset, warm tan sands and oceans, clear and blue as the sky. Little flickering lights flash over a poster for a place called Dominica. There are words in the flashes of light. You can barely see them. Obey. They say, obey. And sleep. The words flash in your sleepy, heavy eyes. Obey, Dominica. Sleep. Obey, Dominica. Sleep. Deeper and deeper asleep. With the flashing lights, the gentle pink and the sleepy blue, watching the receptionist with the big crystal and the dangling breasts. Calling the women one by one. Calling the women to stand and walk to the big white door at the back. Lifting their breasts with their hands and squeezing them. Take a deep breath.
It makes your titties so big.
And exhale.
Listening to the posters and watching the ocean flash and flicker.
Breasts and Dominica.
Obey.
Touch your nipples. And go to sleep.
Go deep asleep with your breasts so big.
Getting so big.
In a moment, I'm going to make your breasts grow even bigger.
Flash.
Listen to the ocean lights.
And watch the Dominica's wing of the crystal
back and forth
between my big,
round breasts.
Deeper and deeper.
You must obey Dimitar. You must awaken Dimitar. Deep sleep. You are going to just listen now and obey every one of my suggestions. My words are stronger than suggestions. They are facts. Deep down inside, you know this is true. Your mind soaks up all of my facts like a big, thirsty sponge and accepts every one of them. Your name is Heaven. And whenever I call you by your name, Heaven, whenever I write it in a chat or email, you will drop into a deep trance just like this and start rubbing your titties, playing with your nipples, and rubbing your pussy. This is going to make your breasts grow bigger. I will show you. It's all so very simple. You are such a horny girl. Heaven, sleep, obey. My receptionist is calling your name. Heaven. You must obey, Dominica, and stand up, girl. You must obey, Dominica, and stand up, girl. Cup your breasts. Squeeze your titties. Follow my nurse. Follow her as she brings you to me through the big white door. Come to Dominica, Heaven, and touch your nipples. You need to touch your nipples. Tina guides you down the hallway. Turn left. Further, turn right, past the shelves and cabinets with the glass doors, down another sleepy hallway, through another white door, inside Heaven, into an examination room. Sit down, Heaven. Sit down on the cool, paper-covered medical table. Can you remove your blouse, Heaven? Can you even move? I think you're too deep to move, Heaven. But you need to obey. You need to simply sit there and obey while Tina unbuttons your blouse. Look into the shiny, sparkly crystal between her breasts. Shiny crystal pendant makes you so sleepy and so horny. She almost has your bra removed. Reach up and cup your breasts in your hands. That's right. Start playing with them. Pull your nipples like you're milking them while you are watching for me, while you're waiting for Dominica. Are there flickering, flashing lights in this room too? Obey. Sleep. You do not know because you cannot keep your eyes open. Horny. Breasts. You find yourself dropping deeper and deeper, squeezing your breasts, tugging on your nipples. Milking yourself, pressing your thighs together and squirming. You think maybe you remember being here before and what happened last time, but you don't really remember. You are never able to remember. You are never able to remember. You hear a click as the door opens and I walk into the room, closing the door behind me. Hello, Heaven. Look up into my green eyes and say, hello, mistress. I love watching you masturbate. Yes, Heaven, you are squeezing your breasts, pinching your nipples, wiggling around on my examination table like a bitch in heat. Go ahead, put a hand between your legs. I know you want it. Start rubbing that little pussy. Yes, start rubbing that hot little pussy while you pinch your nipples. First the left, and then the right, and then back again. Oh, girl, you just can't seem to stop, can you? Stop. Deep sleep, Heaven. Deep sleep. Just let your arms drop down at your sides. Good girl. Just relax and stare up into my flashing green eyes. My eyes fascinate you. My eyes control you. You can't look away. And you cannot move. You find you cannot resist any command that I give you. Good girl. Very, very good. Now I can examine your breasts properly without your hands in the way.
Oh, yes, your breasts are getting very big now. Feel me cup them in my hands, bouncing them a little, checking their weight, their resilience. They're so much bigger every time you come in for an appointment. You don't even know, do you? You don't even know that you come in almost every day now. Sometimes several times a day. Because you just crave my machine. Yes. You don't remember, do you? You can see me walk over to the corner of the examination room and return, rolling a cart with a big metal framework that looks like a mammogram tester. It holds your breasts, but it doesn't squish them. Oh no, quite the opposite. First though, baby, I'm going to put on a pair of latex gloves. Hear them snap as I draw them on.
Ah, there.
And then I squeeze out a handful of my special lotion. Watch me rub it between my hands like a big white dollop of whipped cream. You think you know what this is going to feel like, but you cannot remember. Feel the cool, slippery sensation as I rub the cream into your breasts, around and around and around your huge titties, rubbing the tops of your breasts and reaching underneath and rubbing it in. Your breasts are getting so big, like melons. So big and round. Feel me rubbing and squeezing your nipples. It feels so good. Cool white cream all over your breasts. It makes your skin feel wet and it smells like honey. The scent makes your mouth water. But as it soaks into your breasts, as it oozes into your pores, it absorbs into your skin. You can feel the hot, almost like a sunburn, making your nipples so sore. But it's worth it, isn't it, Heaven? It is so very simple. My drug soaks into your breasts, and it interacts with your blood. And when it does, it makes your breasts grow bigger. So simple. Yeah. So, to get a very good blood flow through your breasts, we need to get you sexually aroused. Very sexually aroused. Of course, my drug has a few side effects. It also causes amnesia and a deep trance-like state, making you highly suggestible. But that's worth it too, isn't it, girl? Of course it is. You will do anything to get your breasts really incredibly huge. Now just sit still, your boobs so hot and sore, while I push the breast cups against your titties. You find yourself surrounded by the frame. Hold on to the handles. There's even a place to rest your chin. It gives you a nice view of a little blue and pink spiral, right in the middle, right in front of your face. Something for you to look at, something to watch during your treatment. Now, as I turn the machine on, the breast cups suck your titties right inside, locking them in place. And the machine begins gently massaging and squeezing your titties. They don't hurt anymore, do they? No, it's feeling much better. Yes, and better, and better, and better. So soothing to feel your breasts being kneaded and sucked. It feels like tiny fingers, easy little fingers, circling around and around and around your nipples. You need to come, Heaven. But not yet. The more aroused you get, Heaven, the bigger your breasts are going to grow, and the bigger your breasts grow, the more aroused you become, and the bigger your breasts grow, the deeper your amnesia becomes, and the sleepier you get. Deeper, sleepier, so hard to remember. Breasts sucked and massaged, and so warm, warm and sleepy. You feel so happy. Like you're in heaven. You are getting so sleepy. Sleepy. Obey. It's easy for me to spread your legs and start playing with your pussy. Yes, you're going to feel a little sensation between your legs. A gentle buzzing from the vibrator I put there. Right now, everything is on low. We're just getting started, girl. While you're sitting there, feeling your breast squeezed, the vibrator thrumming against your clitty. See the spiral spinning so slowly. It's synchronized to the breast stimulator. Each time the machine traces a full circle around your nipples. Each time, the spiral makes a full rotation deeper. Feel yourself drop deeper. A little strobe light at the center flashes deeper and deeper. A bell rings and you can feel a tingling in your nipples. Like a gentle zap of electricity. Tingling round and around. Watch the spiral. Feel the little fingers making circles around your breasts. Flash. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Zap. Nipples tingle. Yes, I'm afraid your nipples are going to be a little sore afterward. Now I'm going to turn this little dial at the side of the machine and increase the speed so you can get really turned on. Faster and faster, round and round, flash. Ring-a-ling-ling, zap. The vibrator buzzing and buzzing and buzzing against your clitty. Pump your hips. You want the vibrator to fuck you, but you cannot move. You're locked into the machine. You can only hold on and watch the blue and pink spiral spinning around and around and around. Feel it drawing you to the center, to the little strobe light. Flash, ring-a-ling-a-ling, zap. Each and every time you go deeper and deeper, round and round, squeezing your breasts. Flash, ring-a-ling-a-ling, zap. Oh, feel it spinning deeper and deeper. Flash, ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, zap. You need to come. Oh, you need to come. Feel it sucking and squeezing, spinning. How much you crave to obey Dominica. Yes, the drug is making your breasts huge, and it's making you so sleepy, sleepy and obedient. Round and round, feeling your breasts grow bigger and bigger and bigger, deeper and deeper and deeper asleep, with visions of yourself with huge breasts. The bigger you imagine them, the bigger they grow. How big can they get? How big do you want them to get? Maybe I'm not going to give you a choice. Maybe I want your breasts so big you can't even stand up. Oh, poor little Heaven. Breasts like huge pillows on the front of her chest. Even bigger. You have to lie on the floor, resting your huge nipples squirting milk everywhere. Feel me straddling you from behind and slip my big strap-on dildo up inside of you. Maybe in your wet pussy. Maybe in your ass. And I'll fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you some more while I reach around your shoulders and dig my hands into your huge soft titties. Huge like beach balls, big long nipples like fingers, like little tiny cocks. So huge and long and stiff. Would you like to fuck me with your nipples, Heaven? Oh yeah. You could shove your big nipple into my cunt and push it in and out, in and out. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it, Heaven? So tight. Daddy's cunt is so tight. Sliding up and down your nipple. I think you're going to squirt. I think you're going to squirt hot, wet milk all over the inside of my cunt. Spin and spin and flash. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Zap. It's getting too much for you, isn't it, Heaven? You're completely overwhelmed, overstimulated, watching the spiral, feeling your breasts sucked and overstimulated, feeling your breasts sucked and squeezed. Flash, ring-a-ling-a-ling, zap, losing consciousness. Yes, you're losing consciousness now. Your mind is caving in, giving up, dropping into a deep, deep sleep, mouth open, jaw slack, your tongue hanging out, drooling like a little idiot, drooling with lust. But your eyes are so heavy, your eyes are closed. firmly shut and listening only to Dominica. Only to Dominica. Listen to me, heaven. You must obey. You must listen and obey all of my instructions. Feel me stopping the machine. Hear the gentle puff of air as I release the suction from your breast. And roll the machine away from you. You're already forgetting the machine. You are so horny, but deeply asleep. You cannot move. You can only listen. Listen and obey. You cannot remember the machine. You find that your mind simply erases the memory. Disappeared like fog evaporating in the sunlight. Amnesia. You cannot remember. You're even forgetting that you came in for an appointment today. You're going to find it impossible to remember this MP3. But you need to hear it again. Every time you listen to this MP3, its effect is going to become stronger. Your breasts are going to grow, and you are going to get sleepier and more obedient every time. Aren't you, heaven? Yes. Only to Miss Dominica, heaven obeys. Only Mistress Dominica. Only Mistress Dominica. Only Mistress Dominica. If anybody else calls you heaven, if anybody else tries to hypnotize you, it will have no effect. It just doesn't work. You need to obey only me. Your breasts will grow only if you obey me and only me. It is so very simple. You can smell that scent of honey again, and you feel my long, gloved fingers rubbing more cream into your titties. Feel it soak in and make your breasts warm again. You want to help, don't you, heaven? You want to help your breasts grow, don't you? You need to rub nice creamy lotion into your titties every day, every time after you bathe or you shower. Yes. Rub the silky, creamy lotion in big, round circles, making your skin soft and smooth. Squeeze some of the cool, slippery lotion into your thumbs and forefingers and stroke your nipples. Milking them, soothing the ache. Your nipples are always sore, aren't they, girl? Always sore until you touch them. Then they just feel so good. You're going to find yourself needing to masturbate a lot. If you want your breasts to grow, you need to stroke them and squeeze them and pump your fingers in and out of your pussy, getting yourself excited, making the blood flow, getting yourself so turned on. You absolutely grind your hips down onto your hand. You just can't keep your fingers off your nipples. That's right, girl. Squeeze your breasts. Circle your fingers around and around your nipples. Pinch and tug. They're getting so big. Every time you squeeze and pinch, you feel your breasts growing bigger. You feel your nipples growing long and stiff, and they feel so good. They feel so good. You want to come. You want to come so badly. But heaven, if you want your breasts to grow bigger, you don't want the blood flow to stop. My drug needs it to work. But if you come, oh girl, all your arousal dissipates. You want your breasts to grow bigger, don't you? Then you must obey. You must obey, Dominica, and come only when I give you permission. Oh heaven, your breasts are going to get so fucking big. That's right. Squeeze and pinch. Pull on your nipples and milk them. Feel your breasts growing bigger. Play with your hot, wet pussy for hours. Hours and hours. But don't you come. Don't come! Not yet. Not until Mistress gives you permission to come. Now I'm going to awaken you. You are not going to remember even how you got home from the clinic. Did you pay for our services? Oh, honey, you don't even remember. But my nurse, Tina, has a beautiful crystal between her breasts that I bought for her with your credit card. Every time you hear a cell phone's ringtones, your nipples are going to feel so sore. You need to touch your nipples. Just a touch. Just a little circle around them, and they'll feel all right. You do it without even thinking about it. But every time you do, every time, it reminds you
Did you have an appointment with Miss Domenico?
It reminds you
that you need to listen to this MP3 again.
On the count of three,
you will awaken,
completely refreshed and needing to caress your nipples.
One, becoming aware of your surroundings.
Two,
taking a deep breath and stretching. And three,
you don't remember what happened,
but your nipples are so sore.
Touch them.
It feels so good.
You need to listen to this MP3
all over again.